there, I'm Shawn Miner, and this is Unstuck Entrepreneur. I'm a former nutritionist who turned a struggling, stressful nutrition practice into a thriving, freedom-filled online business where I work from home in my sweatpants while reaching and helping thousands of people all at the same time. Now I'm obsessed with showing other heart-centered coaches, practitioners, and solopreneurs how to build a business and life they love. Consider this podcast your safe space to learn both the inner work and practical strategies required to build the impactful, profitable business of your dreams. No hustle, grind, or long hours required. That's right, hustle culture, not welcome here. Let's get into today's session. Hey there, friends. Shawn here. And in the next few episodes of Unstuck Entrepreneur, we're going to mix things up and do something different. I have a 5-day client attraction challenge that I want you to be a part of. I really want you to go through 5 days of transformation in your business that will make it easier and more fun and more accessible for you to attract the right clients to your work. This is a challenge I hosted live, gosh, probably over a year ago now. It was so fun. It was a massive success, and I now want to share it on the podcast as well. Now, to be a part of this challenge, there's some work involved. You can't just listen to the episodes. I mean, you can, and you will get some really great information and some things to consider in your business, but there is also real work to do, and that is going to come via email. So head over to shawnminer.com/attraction sometime today. You can still listen to this episode. That's fine. But make sure you get registered for the full challenge, which includes the work you will receive in the emails. So shawnminer.com/attraction. Head over there, get signed up, and that will ensure you get the emails as well that correspond with these 5 episodes. There are 5 days, 5 action steps to take, and they will come out every other day. So be sure you listen to all 5 of these episodes in order. So if you're in the middle of the 5 and you haven't listened to the challenge from the beginning, go back and find that first day and start from the beginning. So again, client attraction challenge for the next 5 episodes. They're going to be coming out every other day if you're listening to them as they air, or just make sure you listen to all 5. You will also have emails that correspond to this challenge that come along with some action steps and some real things to do in your business. So be sure to get those as well. shawnminer.com/attraction to get those. Also, just a side note, there is some mention of a private Facebook group. That's from when I did this live over a year ago. That Facebook group doesn't exist anymore, so don't worry about that part, but everything else will be so helpful for you in your business and really attracting the right people to your work. All right, let's find out today's challenge. Are you ready for day 2 of the client attraction party? This is such a big one. While yesterday I talked about the 90% of client attraction, this one, day 2, is probably the most common thing I see, at least in my business, at least with the clients that I work with who are trying to build their businesses. What are they doing wrong? Well, they're not taking action. They're telling themselves that they're not ready, that they need more experience, that they need more certifications, that they can't do it, that there's something wrong with them, that they aren't worthy of success, that they're not valuable enough for people to pay attention to them and work with them. They've got a bunch of stories. And those stories are all rooted in fear. And this is what I call being stuck. If this is you, if any of that makes sense, if you are not taking action or taking meaningless action, dare I say, to give the essence that you are working and building your business when you're really still just not putting yourself out there. Because, hey, guess what it takes to have a business? Making money. You got to make money. Even if it's $1, you got to make $1 to be in business. And until then, you just have a really expensive, really time-consuming hobby. And that's what I see a lot of people doing. They do a lot of busy work. They do a lot of stuff behind the scenes to make it look like maybe they have a business, but they're never putting their work out there, never making money, and therefore never really having a business. If this is you, we got you covered today. And it's going to take a little more work on your part in terms of getting honest with yourself, doing some inner digging with some of the voices that have been going on in your head. Because we've got to get to the point where we can see that voice that's causing you to have fear, causing all these stories that are not true, and keeping you stuck doesn't have power over you anymore. It's what I call the entrepreneurial ego. It is the voice of your limiting beliefs. And it is the one that's just doing its job of trying to keep you safe, safe in your comfort zone where you cannot experience failure. You cannot experience judgment. You cannot experience massive success that you can't handle. It's just keeping you safe. But in doing so, it's also keeping you from taking action, from showing up in your business, from putting your work out there, from being able to make the impact that you are here to make. Your purpose on this planet is to make an impact. And in order to do so, we got to see that ego for what it is and then move forward anyway. I do a lot of work on this. It's why everything I have in my business is called Unstuck, because it's about doing this work to see what that voice is really saying and where it's coming from, and realizing these stories and limiting beliefs that we have and how they've been showing up in our lives, and then choosing differently and moving beyond that. And while there's so much work to do in this area, and it's what it makes a big focus of my program, Unstuck Entrepreneur, today we're going to break it down to do just one thing. It's where you figure out and realize that your business isn't about you. It has nothing to do with you. It's about those people out there, just that one person that's out there that is looking for you, that needs your help, that wants your help, that is spending their days and nights Googling, trying to find you, trying to find that work that you do, because they need you, they want you, they want that transformation, they need you as their guide, but they can't find you because you're not out there, because your stories and your fear have become bigger than your purpose and your passion for helping that one person. And also, side note, when I say one person, we all know it actually is millions of people that go into that one person, no matter how specific we get with who we help and how we help them. So I want you to have a little fun today and go wild with the opportunity to share more about what you do, who you help, how you help them, how you got there, why you do what you do, what your passion is, what your purpose is, your values, your vision, anything that you want to share. I want you to be your own cheerleader and really provide this experience for yourself where you get excited about what you do and why you do it and who you're helping in the process. So you are imagining you're in front of a group of your dream clients and you have a chance to tell them exactly what you do and show them how passionate you are about it. So this is where yesterday's challenge also comes into today. Okay, so take the time. I would say spend at least 15 minutes with your journal today where you can just go for it and just unapologetically share how cool it is that you do what you do and how awesome you are at it. and how passionate you are about it and how much you love it. And then the next time you feel that ego creeping in, which it will do, as long as you are an entrepreneur, you will have that ego voice. You will come back to what you're really doing here, which is making your business about your dream client, not about you and your fears. So you will have that script to come back to the next time your ego takes charge. Okay, give it a try, and I will see you back here tomorrow.